rumors spreading around. United takes its time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Carry Devil Radio on your phone as an app 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows anytime, anywhere you go. Well, I didn't think this would be possible, but apparently it is. Going to Missouri. The guy who is in first place in the Republican primary coming up in 2022 to succeed Senator Blount down there is Eric Greitens, Spanky. Spanky's in number one place. Now, here is the deal. Who is Spanky? Why do I call him Spanky? Eric Greitens. Eric Greitens, at one time, for a brief period of time, was governor of Missouri. He was governor of Missouri. He was a bright young light in the Republican Party, they thought. Then it turned out that a woman who worked as a waitress complained that apparently Greitens has a problem. If he sees a waitress whom he finds attractive, he likes to grab them, throw them over his knee, and spank them. In the case of this waitress, he videotaped it and then threatened to show it to her husband if she squealed. Well, she reported him, and the Republican legislature were about to impeach their own governor if he didn't step down. So Spanky stepped down. Now he has the nerve to run for Senate in Missouri. Swear. For Senate, this guy, well, it's the party of Trump, the party of Matt Gaetz. There's a Missouri Republican strategist named Greg Keller. Now, he's a Republican, okay? This is not me. He's a Republican. And he put out a statement that says this: Greitens is a sexual assaulter and a blackmailer. All efforts must be made to ensure that our party doesn't nominate a sociopath, which Greitens most certainly is. And this is one of the leading Republican strategists in Missouri. And he's ahead in the polls anyway. Here's what the guy said. This is what Greg Keller said, a respected Missouri Republican strategist. Quote, Greitens is a sexual assaulter and a blackmailer. All Republican efforts, must be made to ensure our party does not nominate a sociopath, which Greitens most certainly is. The party of Trump. That's what it is. This is all good down there. And it's not good with most people in Missouri. I know people in Missouri. They're very good people. A couple of guys from Missouri served on my ship. They can't like this. And I can see if you're a hardcore full frontal, unreconstructed Shiite Republican, you're going to vote for the Republican no matter who it is against the Democrat. But why in a primary? Why in a primary are you backing Spanky? But that is what they're doing down there. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Great win for the Bucks last night. Great for Milwaukee.
Terrific.
Yeah, it was fun to watch the people in the down around the Bucks Center there. It was just an unbelievable thing watching the people in Milwaukee get so excited about something. Yeah, well, the whole state of Wisconsin, as far as I'm concerned. Hey, I got a question this morning, and who the heck is CPAC? I mean, they had their meeting, and Trump is. The approval rating for him is through the roof. They want to nominate him for president again. Second is DeSantis from Florida. Who are these people, man? I don't get it. I can't even stand to listen to Trump talk anymore. As far as I'm concerned, he tried to overthrow the government, but maybe anyway. Who is CPAC and how much power do they have in the Republican Party? Because I completely am lost and. I don't understand this anymore. And go Bucks. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Paul. Excellent. Let's go right to CPAC. Okay. Let's go right to CPAC. And yeah, go Bucks. I'll tell you what, biting my fingernails. They were down 2-0. Now it's 2-1. And, you know, before we get to CPAC, I'm going to tell you something. There was an interesting study done by psychologists, and it's very common, and I heard people say this too, that, well, they don't want to blame it on the officiating, but in Phoenix, the refs hardly called anything on the Suns, and the minute, you know, Chris Middleton sneezed, they'd call something on him and blah, blah, blah. But we don't like to blame officiating, but apparently there is evidence, clinical evidence. Remember that the referees are just human, and a basketball arena is very small, or a basketball court and the seats. You know, it's not like a football stadium where there's 100,000 people. It's not like a baseball game where everybody's a mile away from everybody. So everybody's shouting and screaming, and apparently that affects behavior of refs. I'm not talking about anything crooked, but basically 90% of their calls are very close. They're very close. I mean, I think most of these guys travel when they do a layup. You know, they have enormously long legs, and they go down and they take about four steps. No one calls traveling on layups, nobody. And, you know, in high school, I played some basketball. They would have called that in a heartbeat. The second thing is, take a look at the physical interaction. Very frequently, they bump up again. You know, they're touching each other, holding each other, shoving each other. And it's a line drawing question when you call the foul. And apparently, one reason for home court advantage is when everybody's shouting for one side, insulting you, it affects the refs. It affects the refs. And they're human. Subconsciously, they're more likely to call a close foul one way or the other in favor of the team that has everybody shouting for blood. So it was a great one. I had season tickets to the Bucks at one time, all 41 games. I can't go to 41 games. Then I had a 10-pack for a long time, and then I pick them up here or there. I guess what? You want to go to these games right now? Standing room tickets. They have standing room tickets, $300, some of them $500. A lot of the tickets are going for $750 or a grand. Some tickets are going for 10 grand. You know, if you're a billionaire or a multimillionaire, 10 grand to one of them is like $100 to you, $10 to you, depending on who it is. Why not? So good luck down in the Deer District. If you come to Milwaukee, there's an outdoor space right next to the arena, right next to Fiserv Arena, where they have a couple of big screens. They have food, you know, beer, that kind of thing. And everybody's there partying. And if you don't mind standing the whole evening, and basically it's for a younger crowd, quite frankly, but it's a lot of fun. A number of my nieces and nephews went there. A lot of fun. But getting back to CPAC, here's what it is. CPAC stands for Conservative Political Action Conference. It's sort of the right wing of the Republican Party, and they've done some very problematic things in the past. For instance, at CPAC a couple of years ago, a bunch of them jumped up in unison and gave the stiff arm salute and shouted, "Hail Trump, Hail Trump, Hail Trump," with a stiff arm salute. Some years before Trump, you know, they have these seminars. They post the titles in the lobby. One of the titles in one of the seminars was Lincoln, Friend or Foe. Lincoln, Friend or Foe. Lincoln, the first Republican president, the greatest president in our history. Lincoln, Friend or Foe, and they debated whether he was a bad guy. And they concluded he was a bad guy, because he didn't believe in states' rights, I swear. So this is CPAC, okay? This is CPAC. And every nut comes there and speaks. What Wisco Paul was talking about, they did a poll. Who do you want to see be our nominee? Who do you want to see be our nominee in 2024? Trump, 70%. DeSantis, 21%. The rest were nits and lice. 70% Trump, 21%. DeSantis. Then they did another one. They say if Trump doesn't run, that's code word for if Trump is in Jailhouse Orange in New York City, okay? In other words, he's indicted. Orange is the new black. If he's barred from running because he is a felon, and by the way, you can bar a felon from voting, you cannot bar him from running for office. If you did, that's against the First Amendment. and the 14th Amendment and the Fifth Amendment and a lot of others. He could run anyway, but at some point, a guy in a jumpsuit whom they let out to zoom a few things and throw him back in the hoosegow ain't going to get it. So the second poll was, if Trump is not available, doesn't want to run, i.e. is in the slammer, who do you want? DeSantis, 68%. Pompeo, 5%. He's in number two. Don Trump Jr., a real piece of work, 4%. And the rest of them are nits and lights. Okay, there you have it, Trump. And Trump's approval rating, they did an approval rating thing at CPAC. Trump's approval rating, 98%. You can't get hardly anybody at 98%. In fact, you couldn't get anybody at 98% in the general populace. I don't care who it is, the most revered, decent person in the world, you're not going to get 98% for anybody. These are hardcore Trump cult Shiite conservative Republicans. And as a result of Trump's lie that he was cheated, they accept that as gospel. Hook, line, and sinker, they take it. Stop the steal. Some of them are QAnon. Many of them are QAnon. And they think that he is going to be reinstated, and they pick different dates in August, like August 15th. And it's really like the millennials. I don't mean millennials in the current sense. I mean in the 11th century, 10th century. In the year 999, it was just like this with Trump. Everybody said, well, on this date next year, the world will end. World will end. And so they all gave their money away to the church or to friends and neighbors, and they went on a mountain and beatifically looked, and suddenly nothing happened, and they wanted their property back. There's a lot of litigation and sword fighting. This is what was going on right now. This is sort of a millennial thing from 1,000 years ago. But as a result, 389 bills to restrict voting have been introduced in 48 states. This is a poison. So to your point, Wisco Paul, the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC is toxic. That's what it is. And Trump is their guy, and he's going to have hardcore support in that party if he runs again. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.